And we are live. Welcome to Tell It Again, Dad.
And I call my dad Papa.
Yes, you call me Papa. So, Lily, what is one of your favorite things to do in the world?
Pretend that we are characters and go at school and pretend that we are the characters, like your students.
Like my students? That's right. So my name is Dad. My name is also Micah. And your name is Baby.
And you are also called Papa.
And I'm also called Papa. And we also call you Leola or Lily.
What's that on? Huh?
Oh, don't touch it. Yeah, it's good. All right. Wait a minute. Oh, did it turn off? No, it's still going. Okay. So you told me one of your favorite things. Oops, just hit the mic. Okay. One of your favorite things in the world ever is listening to stories and pretending to be characters from other stories. Yeah. Like, what's one character that you really like to play?
Clara.
And what's that from?
That's from Nutcracker.
And what's another story that you really like?
Swan Lake.
Swan Lake's a good one. Yep. Speaking of Swan Lake, should we just do Swan Lake right now? You want to hear the story of Swan Lake? It's a thrilling tale. And disclaimer for all you parents out there, this is not your mama's Swan Lake, or this is not your grandmama's Swan Lake, or this is not your great-great-grandmama's Swan Lake. This is a Swan Lake. So, Lily, you like ballet, right? How old are you, Lily?
3.
Yeah. And you like to take ballet. And we recently have gotten deep into watching videos of the ballet, right? And you've been recently watching Swan Lake. And just the other night, we watched Swan Lake. And last night...
What's it on?
It is on. Don't worry about it. Just, like, focus on what's happening, okay? I mean, it's on, but, like, it's you just can't see it. Okay. If you look at it, it's a black screen. So just pretend that it was just you and me, okay? And last night we were in bed and we were talking about, you were like, Dada, I want to hear the story of Swan Lake. And I said, okay, let's listen to the story of Swan Lake. You said, tell it. And I was like, you know what? I don't know that anybody is telling the story of Swan Lake. So right now, I'm going to tell you the story of Swan Lake. And all of you listeners out there are going to get to listen to our story of Swan Lake. Okay? So I happily present the story of Swan Lake. How does it start again? Do you remember? Oh, yeah, I remember. Do you remember? No, you don't remember. Okay, well, luckily I do. Okay, so once a long, long time ago, out in the forest, there was a girl whose name was Odette. She was born to some parents that loved her so much. They thought that she was just like the best, most
beautiful. Yeah. Also, the naughty person is your dad.
The naughty person is her dad?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think her dad loved her and her mom loved her. And they were so happy that they had her. And she was so smart. And she was so funny. And she had the best laugh ever. She'd laugh like this. She had the best laugh. How did she laugh? Yeah, like just like that. And so she grew up in the forest and she learned how to forage for berries and she learned how to take care of herself and she learned how to do all of the different things that kids need to learn how to do. And one day she was walking in the forest. She's probably like 18 years old, definitely 18. And she stumbled across this tree that she'd never seen before. And she was like, that's different. I've never seen this tree. I've walked by this lake thousands of times. I've never seen this tree. So she walked up to it. Did I mention that she could talk to animals? Did I say that? Yeah, she could talk to animals. So she decides to go into this tree. And inside the tree, she heard a voice go like this. Ooh, ooh. She's like, what? Who's that? He's like, ooh, ooh. She looked up and there was a big owl. She's like, that's funny. It's daytime. They're not usually owls out at daytime. And then She looked deep into the owl's eyes, and she knew that the owl was not really an owl, and he was trying to trick her. So she said, "Owl, are you really an owl?" And the owl said, "Woo, woo." She says, "I bet I can guess your name." And the owl said, "Woo, woo, woo." He was a silly owl. And so she said, "I bet your name is Frankenstein." And the owl said, "Ooh." She's like, "I bet your name is Bonito." And she said, "Ooh." And the owl laughed like that. And she's like, "See, you're not an owl." And then the owl said, "Woo-hoo, poof." And then the owl turned into Rothbart. Which one's Rothbart's kid? Well, that hasn't happened yet. But Rothbart was a magical sorcerer who had the ability to turn himself into owls. And other things, too. And she said, "Oh my gosh, what are you doing here?" And he was dressed in all sorts of blues and green robes. And he had makeup all over his face. And he had big eyes like an owl. And he said, "I am Rothbart." She said, "I'm not scared of you. My name's Odette. I don't care. I've been around this park before." And he said, "I am an evil sorcerer. Would you like to have some tea with me?" And she said, sure, why not? My parents told me not to have tea with evil sorcerers, but there's nobody else around right now, and you seem like you might be kind of a nice guy." And he said, "I'm not a nice guy. I'm an evil sorcerer." And she's like, "Yeah, but you seem like you might be kind of a nice guy. Do you have any kids?" And he's like, "Oh, yes, I have a beautiful daughter. Her name's Odile. Do you want to see a photo of her?" And he took out his phone. Wait, owls don't have phones. Oh, my gosh. Say, "Oh, my gosh."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. What was I even thinking? But she did decide to sit down with him by the banks of the lake. And then they had some tea. What kind of tea do you think it was?
Purple tea.
And then as they were sitting and eating and their little like sandwiches, what kind of sandwiches do you think they had?
Jelly and peanut butter.
Jelly and peanut butter sandwiches. And
his daughter came out.
Yeah, his daughter came out, Odile. And she's like, "Hey guys, how's it going? My name's Odile. I'm Rothbart's daughter. Oh, it's so hard being the daughter of an evil sorcerer." Oh, and then Rothbart said, "Oh dear, get out of here. No one's supposed to see you right now." And then Odette said, "Hey Odile, what's up? How you doing?" And Odile was like, "Oh, I'm so good. See you later, Odette." And then she went away. And Rothbart's like, interesting. I think I'll save that plan for later." And then Odette said, "What plan? What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Would you like to play some chess with me?" And she said, "Chess? I've never played chess before. I don't know how to play chess." And he's like, "Yes, you do." She's like, "No, I really don't. I've never played chess before." He's like, "Then I shall beat you very easily."
He beat her?
Well, no, because guess what?
What?
Odette was so smart and she was so clever
that did Odile come out when they were playing chess?
No, she came out before when they were eating the jelly and peanut butter sandwiches and drinking the purple tea. So, yeah, so they're sitting there and they play chess, which is a very, very nice game. It's like checkers, but like a lot harder. And Rothbart lost. Odette was so smart and so cunning and so intelligent. She figured out how to play the game and she beat him. And he's like, "I can't believe you beat me." And then she was like, "Well, I can. I'm really smart and really capable." And he was like, "Oh, gosh, let's play again." And she's like, "I don't want to play again." He's like, "But you have to." And she's like, "I don't want to play again." He's like, "Oh, fine. Well, if you don't play again, I'll turn you into a swan." She's like, "Ew, I don't even like swans. Why are you talking about? I'm going back to my family." She stood up, she walked away, and because Rothbart was a sore loser, he didn't know how to lose, he took out his magic staff. Ba-boom! He grabbed it, and he said, Shapalatu namagagagu washa cha cha papaku. And then, in that moment, he turned her into a magical swan. And then, poof, she became a swan. And she walked around. She looked at him. She couldn't speak. She couldn't say anything. He's like, I'll see you at midnight. And he stalked off to his tree cave where he played video games and didn't talk to anybody.
And he talked to his only kid?
He did talk to Odile. Odile was a nice girl. But you know what? It's hard being the daughter of a really evil sorcerer. You know, it's not easy. So Odette swims off on the lake. And many days go by. Many nights.
Yeah.
Sun comes up. Sun goes down. Winter comes. And then spring. And then summer. And then one day...
It is I, Prince Siegfried.
Prince Siegfried.
Was walking through the forest.
Good memory.
He was looking for a swan?
He was looking for... I think he was looking for some food. I don't know. What was he doing there?
I was looking for some food.
Oh, you were looking for food, Siegfried?
Yes, and I was walking through the forest, and I heard the sound of a swan.
What sound does the swan make, Prince Siegfried?
It makes a sound like this.
What? No, it doesn't. Do you know what sound a swan makes? Yeah, that's a pretty good swan sound. Let me try and make that. Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there he was.
I'm walking through the forest.
And he heard the sound of a swan. He looked around. He saw a flock of swans flying. Do swans fly? Do they? Yes or no?
No.
They don't? What do they do?
They just swim around in the ocean.
They swim around the ocean?
No, they swim around the pond.
Pond or lakes, yeah. So they're swimming, and then he's a flock of swans, and then he sees one swan that looks extra beautiful. And so he goes up to that swan, but the swan swims away quickly. So he jumps in the lake.
I'll jump in the lake. That swan is calling to me.
So he swims out into the lake and he sees the swan. The swan goes after a little fish and eats the fish. And he's like,
oh, what a beautiful swan. It can take care of itself.
But then he's all wet.
Oh, I'm all wet.
And then he just decides to go back to the shore.
I guess I'll go back to the shore.
And then he gets to the shore. And then the swan swims up to him. And she looks him in the eye and she cocks her head to the side. And he's like,
is that swan smiling at me?
And then all of his friends come. They're like, oh, what's up, Siegfried? Yo, what's up? What's up, dude? How's it going, man? Hey, how's the swan hunting going?
And he's like, oh, I guess I'll go hang out with my friends, but I can't stop thinking about that swan.
And so he sees the swan, and he waves goodbye to it, and the swan nods her head. And then he goes out and hangs out with his friends.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Siegfried, let's go drink some soda and get some kombucha. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Siegfried, come on, man. Let's go do stuff tonight. We're gonna have a fire. We're gonna play guitars. I'm gonna sing some songs. And then Donnie over there is gonna roast marshmallows. Right, Donnie?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna roast some marshmallows.
And then Siegfried says,
oh, that sounds good.
So that night, Siegfried and his buddies, they had a big, big fire. And what kind of things do you think they eat?
Marshmallows.
What else do you think they ate?
Chocolate ice cream.
What else do you think they ate?
Chocolate
ice cream, marshmallows, chocolate. I think they probably ate some beans, and they probably ate some hot dogs, and they probably ate some...
Bread.
Gluten-free bread? Good. And then do you think they ate some sauerkraut too?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were partying and they were just hanging with their buddies. They were like, listen to music. What song do you think they were listening to?
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls? It was Christmas time. Deck the Halls with boughs of holly. Blah, 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 blah. And then they partied all night.
And then they got so tired.
And they all fell asleep except for Siegfried. He couldn't sleep. He felt sad in his heart when he thought about that swan. He didn't know why. So he walked out to the lake and he saw the swan swimming in the moonlight.
He said, "Hey there, how's it going?"
And the swan swam up to him. And as she swam up to him, she transformed into a beautiful, powerful, intelligent, awesome young woman. She stepped onto the bakes and he was like,
"Whoa."
And she was like, "Hello, my name is Odette. What's yours?" And he's like,
"I'm Siegfried."
And she's like, "Would you like to sit by the banks of this lake with me and drink some purple tea and eat some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? It's my favorite thing to do, and I was doing it when this evil sorcerer named Rothbart came up and turned me into a swan." And Siegfried was like,
"Whoa."
And then they sat by the banks and they got to know each other. And she's like, "Siegfried, I think you're funny." And he's like,
why did the chicken cross the road?"
And she said, "I don't know why." He said,
"To get to the other side."
Do you know any jokes? You don't know any jokes? No, I know. I have another one. Why are fish so smart?
They swim in the ocean.
Because they what?
They swim in the ocean.
No, because they swim in schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there they are. They're sitting by the banks of the river and they get to know each other. And then the sun starts to come up and she's like, "I have to go." And he's like,
"No, wait."
And she's like, "No, the evil sorcerer Rothbart has turned me into a swan because I beat him at a game of chess and he was a sore loser." And then she went back to the banks of the water and she turned into a swan and she swam away. And Siegfried went to find his friends. He told his friends, and they're like,
"Oh, yeah, right, Siegfried. You're so silly. I think you ate too many cookies last night and had some bad dreams."
And then they were like, he was like,
"No, not at all. I'm staying here. I will wait for my beautiful Odette."
So all his friends went off back to the house, and then he stayed there. He waited all day and all night. And then at midnight, Odette came back. And she's like, "You waited for me." He's like,
"I will wait for you forever. You seem like the smartest, coolest, most intelligent, awesome, sensitive, amazing woman I've ever met."
And then and she says, "Yeah, that's probably right, I am." And he's like,
"I want to get to know you."
So they sat for every single night for months. They sat there and got to know each other. They hung out. They talked about movies that they like to watch. What movies do you like to watch?
Hansel and Gretel and Slava's Snow Show.
What?
Hansel and Gretel
and Slava's Snow Show. Oh, you like to watch Hansel and Gretel and Slava's Snow Show. Okay. And then they talked about music they like to listen to, and he made her laugh, and they talked about their dreams of traveling and what they wanted to do in life. And then eventually, Odette said, "Siegfried, what are we doing? This is ridiculous. We can never be friends. You have to go back to your home. Rothbart has condemned me to a life of being a swan in this pond." And he's like,
"But I don't want to."
And she's like, "You have to go back and find somebody else to be friends with."
He's like, "Oh God, I don't want to leave you, Odette."
And she's like, "Siegfried, go." And the sun came up and she turned into a swan. And Siegfried was sad. He packed up all of his bags and went back to his house. His mom and his dad were there and they're like, "Siegfried, where were you?"
"I was at the lake. I fell in love with a swan."
Like, "Oh, Siegfried, don't be ridiculous. You need to find a new friend here." And they brought all these friends out. Because back in the day, they used to do things like arrange marriages. They used to make people hang out with each other and be friends. And Siegfried was like,
"I don't want to hang out with any of these people. I only want my Odette."
And then the sound of an owl's flapping wings. Poof! Rothbart appeared. And he had someone that looked just like Odette. And Siegfried said,
"Oh my God! Incredible, it's my beautiful Odette. Except she's wearing all black. My Odette usually wears white or magenta, or sometimes yellow, or goldenrod if it's particularly in season.
And then he saw Odile, and it was Odile that Rothbart had magically turned into the same picture of Odette. So they looked like they were the same person, even though they were different. And he said,
hey, Odette, it's me, Siegfried.
And Odile, who looked like Odette, said, hello, Siegfried, how are you doing? Want to be friends?
He's like, yes.
And they danced this beautiful dance, and they were so happy. And Rothbart was like, I am Rothbart, and I have pulled off a trick. And he ran back. And he showed Odette what has happened, and Odette was heartbroken. She was like, I don't understand why Siegfried would be friends with Odile when he and I were friends first. Oh God, why? And she was like, I'm getting out of here. I'm gonna go fly somewhere else and live my life. Forget this. But she couldn't leave the lake. She couldn't fly. She was stuck there, turned into a swan. And then Rothbart laughed. And then Siegfried looked around and he was like,
wait a minute, you're not Odette, you're Odile.
And she's like, yes, it's true, I'm Odile, go away.
Oh, no.
And then Odette saw it. She was like, why would you do that, Rothbart? What was that? Legos?
Yeah.
Okay. Rothbart was like, rah-ha-ha, I'm still mad at you for beating me at chess. And she was like, no. So Siegfried ran back to the lake and he tried to convince Odette that it wasn't his fault. And she's like, I understand. I know it was not your fault. She's like, but we can't be friends. I'm a swan. And Siegfried says, well,
I don't care. I want to be a swan too.
And Rothbart appeared and he said,
silly bard, you cannot be a swan. I will not allow you to be a swan in this lake. You must play me in a game of chess.
So Siegfried sat down and played a game of chess with Rothbart. Do you think he won?
No.
Do you think that Siegfried won? No, he lost because Rothbart cheated. He stole one of the pieces off Siegfried's chessboard. And as soon as Siegfried realized it, he was like,
no, I will never have my Odette back.
And Rothbart said,
yes. If you had beaten me, I would have turned her back into a person. But as it was, I win, and so now you must leave forever.
And he's like,
I will not leave forever.
And he ran to the lake, and he jumped in. And he swam, and he swam, and he swam. And in that moment, Rothbart saw how important it was for Odette and for Siegfried to be friends. And so Rothbart said,
oh, never mind.
And he turned Siegfried into a duck. Not a swan, but a duck. And Siegfried said,
meh, meh.
And Odette turned as a swan and she saw her little friend. And she said,
meh, meh.
And they snuggled and they swam off and they lived happily ever
after.
All right, that's it. That's it, that babies, that's Swan Lake. I hope you enjoyed Swan Lake, and I hope you take home the tale of Rothbart and Clara. What's your favorite part of the story, Leola?
When they eat sandwiches.
When they eat sandwiches? You know, hey, and you, all of you kids listening at home, what's your favorite part of the story? After we end this podcast, you can turn to your mom and your dad or your uncle or your aunt or your friend or your grandma or your grandpa or whoever it is that's driving in the car with you or sitting around the kitchen table with you or listening to this in bed or wherever you are. You can say, hey, what's your favorite part of the story? And then you wait and you listen. And then they might say to you, what's your favorite part? And then you can tell them. And that's it. That's it for the story of Swan Lake. Thanks for listening, guys and girls and octopuses and kitty cats and tigers and witches and kombucha makers. Sponsor us. I'm just kidding. But not really. That would be dope. Right, Lily? Right? Anything else you want to say to the people out there, Lily? No. All right.
Is the podcast already on?
Is the podcast on? Yeah, anybody can listen to it now. We're just gonna hit this red button right here. It's in a minute.
I see.
You wanna see? And then as soon as you hit the red button, that means it's over, but don't hit it yet. I love you, Lily.
I love you, Daddy.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Hit that red button.